Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold both grilled AG nominee Eric Holder on whether or not he will depoliticize the Justice Department and remain independent of the new Barack Obama administration. Feingold asked Holder to commit to rolling back the Bush administration's assertions of executive privilege in waging the war on terror.
These theories were developed by lawyers operating for the Department of Justice in cooperation with lawyers from the White House Counsel's Office and the Office of Vice President. They were used to justify actions by the executive branch, particularly in the areas of torture and warrantless surveillance, that I believe were illegal and inexcusable.
In response, Holder promised as Attorney General to review the Justice Department's surveillance and torture policies. He also promised to strike a better balance between civil rights and national security.
We always have to be mindful of the fact that there is a civil liberties component to this, and we have to make sure that we understand that there's not a tension between respecting our great tradition of civil liberties and having very effective law enforcement and anti-terror tools.
Senator Herb Kohl then challenged Holder to be the people's prosecutor and not the president's. Republicans on the committee demanded explanations from Holder about his role in the Clinton administration. They criticized the part he played in pardoning financier Mark Rich and two Puerto Rican nationalists who'd been convicted of planning a bombing campaign. Holder admitted making a mistake in the Rich pardon, but defended his decision to pardon the Puerto Ricans. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.